My wife, she could, if she could live here year round, she probably would. She's a San Diego girl growing up. Kids love it here. My whole family from Ohio and Detroit head this way all the time. So, you know, Buffalo is home. So in that sense, it was an easy decision. But at the same time, being out in San Diego for the first time during the football season and working out, and you know, I was helping coach soccer on MJ's soccer team, and taking taking the kids all over and you know, doing all that type of stuff. But ultimately, it was a no brainer to head back here.
What was it like when it officially cleaned out?
I guess not. It's still junk in there. There's still some of it is my junk. A lot of it is stolen. Taryn probably was the guy that ran through there and got all my stuff. D-Ham got some of my stuff. You'll probably see him wearing it around and have to snatch it back. But, yeah, my locker was still there. And, you know, it was an easy plug in and play.
Watching through how the conversations went.
Did watching all that snow fall on Sunday give you any second thought about making that decision?
No. No, no, no. I mean, you know, obviously the snow is, it could be brutal. It could be tough to get through and all that. But, you know, I grew up in it my entire life, been here for 7 years. So, I mean, it really wasn't too insane for us.
Can you take us through how all the conversations went between you and the team, beginning with your free agency kind of throughout the season, and how things materialized leading up to this point?
You know, I just think it was a mutual understanding, you know, the way last year ended and, the, you know, kind of the injury sake and all that, you know, in and out of the lineup. It was tough. Everybody, you guys all know that. And so finishing up last year is just, you know, my contract was up. So, you know, I felt like it was best to just get out to you know, back home in San Diego and just get healthy mentally, physically, whatever. And so I, you know, never really heard anything from Bean. And so it was, you know, some conversation as far as like, how you doing, this type, you know, that type of thing. But it was never like, hey, when you coming back, what do you want to do, that type of thing. And so that didn't really, you know, materialize until just recent. And so when that conversation was had, you know, obviously we were very excited, but at the same time, you know, we went from being very excited to like, wait, there's a lot of stuff we got to do to get, you know, the kids and everything in order. You know, kids are in school and that type of stuff. But then we go back to being super excited. Then we go back to being overwhelmed. So it was like that for a good 3 days. But ultimately, once we made the decision to head back this way, walking into this building and seeing everybody, seeing all the players, seeing all the coaches, seeing it, watching all season, how this year has progressed and seeing how successful this team is. I just wanted to come back and do anything I could do to help, you know, whether if it's helping young guys, understand, you know, the NFL on and off the field, older guys, helping them, you know, with what they got to do on the field, whatever it may be. I'm here to help. I'm an open book. And so I'm excited for this role, and, you know, it's a new role for me, and, you know, I'm ready to excel in that one. I have to say, I texted Big Phil when he got signed here. And I said, Big Phil, I love you, man. Congrats. I'm so happy you're back in Buffalo. You know, you deserve it. They deserve it. And go get a ring. And his response back was, when are you coming back? And I said, look, man, I've always said if they need me or whatever, give me a call. So I'm gonna give credit to Big Phil. He I'm not paying him 3%. He's not my agent. But he's the one that kind of got the ball rolling and said something to Bean. Obviously, Bean already had a plan himself to reach out. So I told you guys this before. I'm forever grateful for this organization, and so this is just icing on the cake. I was honored, and I feel like for me to come in practice squad and help, you know, any way I could, I felt honored that they even reached out. My wife, us, you know, everybody here loves us and we love them. And it just made sense.
Did you have a very supportive family?
What was that?
What day did you
make? I don't know the exact day. I know that it went back and forth for a couple of days. It was sometime over probably last week's game. I think last week was when we were kind of picking and choosing if we were going to head back, and then finally made that decision. So I don't know exactly what day. I know it was building up to the 49ers game because I wasn't going to be able to be here for that game. But sometime last week.
I know you have a really supportive family. Was it always say for the last several months, hey, Dad, Michael, whatever you want to do? Was it, hey, we'd love to see you back? What was it like in that dynamic?
I think ultimately my family, they've always wanted to be back in Buffalo. They love it here. Like I said, it's home for us. So everyone was extremely supportive of what I had to do. My wife is, you know, overly supportive. She looked at me after I got the phone with Bean and was like, look, like this is on you. This is your career. This is your dream. You know, obviously you're taking on a different role, but ultimately the dream has always been, the goal has always been to bring a championship back to Buffalo. And if I can help, like I said, in any way, if I'm able to give T-Rap or D-Ham or whoever's out there a nugget to make a big play and a big game, I did my job. And so that's the way I see it. And you know, everybody was extremely supportive of whatever decision I was going to make. Because honestly, it was a win-win. You know, I was loving the routine we had with the kids out in San Diego, but also coming back here is a blessing. So there's not I could have.
You said from the beginning, it was Buffalo or nowhere.
Yes.
You came true to your word.
Yeah.
You have to be specific. Were there other teams that inquired?
There was, you know, asking questions, asking about agent and asking my agent, stuff like that. Yeah, but like I said, it was, I was only coming here. And that was, I'm so happy that I even said that because, you know, not like I was going to go anywhere else, but, you know, this place is home. And then walking back into this building, the excitement that I would have seen people and also the excitement that they had towards me is just, this is, you know, match made in heaven, baby. I just had to do it.
What was it like for your family?
We were extremely excited. You know, every Sunday or Monday or whatever day, you know, the Bills were playing, we were watching, we were tuned in. And, you know, I was probably tuned in a little more than what I should be, you know, with the kids running around and my wife trying to make dinner and stuff like that. It got a little hectic because out in San Diego, you know, the night games start at 5:00. So the kids aren't sleeping like they used to be in the past here. So, you know, they'd be running around the house and I'd be tuning into every game. And it's kind of hard on the TV copy to see exactly what defense and stuff like that that we were running and, you know, the big picture. But, you know, I was a fan just like everybody else. You know, I whole family wearing Bills gear, had the kids dressed up in Bills gear and, you know, just forever a fan. So to be able to get that call and come back and, you know, see what I can do to help was awesome.
Patriots and this 360 all day long.
Yeah.
What is it like to have that connection with this city and this family?
It's special. I mean, that's why we continue to do things and not away from football, you know, continue to do things in this community and give back because this is a place that's always showed love to us. And I said to you guys many times, and Buffalo is to me a Midwest city. I know it's in New York, but it's just like where I'm from in Fallsville, Ohio, and just like you know, Iowa and just like Green Bay, it's all, you know, small town feel and just people are homegrown and stuff. So we've always connected with this place and, to see the reaction that people have with us signing back here is truly amazing. And I think it's an indication to, you know, how, you know, our family, my family and the foundation, everything has given back to this community and, we'll continue to do that. I am taking it day by day. And I think that's a special thing. And that's the cool thing about this new role is I can take it day by day. I don't have to have a goal to be out there on Sunday this week, you know, this weekend or next weekend or whatever it may be. I'm taking it day by day. Today I ran a little scout team running back. I was on scout team, special teams and haven't done that since Green Bay days. So, listen, I'm here to help, you know, I left my ego in San Diego. I'm like I said, the goal has always been to bring a championship back here, and that's always going to be the goal. Until that happens, you guys are probably gonna be tired of me because after this season and I truly retire, you know, maybe you might see me doing something else here until we get a championship. So you know, that's what it is.
Mike, did you have your role is right now is practice squad and mentoring and doing all that, but
yeah.
At some point you might very well be needed to play more or whatever it is. I assume you have the confidence that you can step back in when needed, right?
I'm going to do everything I can every single day to obviously put myself in position to work out and to be in the I'm in all the meetings, I'm watching film, so I'm already doing all that. And honestly, you know, getting the game plan, you know, for this game, I, you know, opened it up and I looked at it and I was like, oh, like, yeah, I just, it put me right back in to where I have been, you know, the last 7 years, like the play calls and all this type of stuff, and I'm making all these adjustments in my head and stuff, and I'm like, wow, like, you know, it's good to have, you know, familiar coaches, familiar teammates and stuff like that. And so, and like I said, just taking it one day at a time and see what happens. Working out. I was still seeing my guys in San Diego. Shout out to Brett Swain and Derek Samuel. You know, I was still seeing them and getting workouts in anytime I could, you know, between the family time and stuff like that. And, you know, working out in my garage, running a lot. I was running that Peloton treadmill, like, you know, trying to break it. Yeah, I was just staying in shape. You know, once it got to the beginning of November, mid-November, you know, I wouldn't say I was lifting as heavy. So I feel like I, at that time, I lost a little bit of weight. So that's something I'm trying to put back on. But, I like to run. It's, you know, kind of therapeutic to me, which sounds insane. So, you know, I was always going to just stay in shape.
Like, is there a game or a point when you were like, I gotta go back?
No, not at all. No. You know, I was just, like I said, taking a day at a time. And when I got that phone call from Bean, that's when we, started discussing it. You know, that's every game, seeing guys going out there and you know, win ball games, and seeing, you know, on social media them celebrating after the wins and stuff. Like, you'll never, as a competitor, you'll never not want to be in that locker room, because, you know, that you understand how hard it is to win in this league. And to be in that locker room after a game and seeing everybody celebrating, everybody giving hugs and all, you know, that's the stuff that you're forever going to miss. It's like the locker room and all that. So, you know, there were some times that I wouldn't say it was hard, because I was extremely happy for everybody here. You know, it wasn't like I was like, hey, man, I should be there. None of that. I was happy, and I was living my best life in San Diego. So, you know, it was giving me time that I've never had, and a new experience around my kids and being there 24/7 and all that type of stuff. So, but it was really cool to watch this team from the beginning to where they are now, and seeing, you know, all the progression and all the plays they've made and all the wins. And I'm here to try to help take it to that next level.
Sean said he's very protective of the locker room, and you can't just drop anyone.
Correct.
Especially this time of year. That's why he trusts you, that you can come in and understand the culture. What makes that special for you? Why are you the kind of person that can come in now and not upset that culture?
Because it's not about me. It's not about me at all. This team is going to win ball games with me in this locker room or not. So to me, this is an opportunity for myself to come in here and be a part of this organization. Like, they didn't have to reach out to me. So, you know, I feel honored. I feel honored that they would reach out to myself and want my family back, which they didn't have to do that. So, I understand the locker room. I understand how you know, what Sean means by that. But at the same time, I've always been I feel like a glue guy within the locker room. You know, I feel like I can relate to everybody. I can talk to Vaughn about something, and I can go over and talk to Josh about something. I can go over and talk to an old lineman about something. And so for me, I've always taken pride trying to relate to guys around the locker room. And so to plug me back in there, I think it was, you know, pretty easy, because a lot of these guys I played with in the past. And then from that, from guys I haven't played with, I'm just trying to get to know them and see what I can do to help them. Okay, I'm on practice squad, guys, so we're not going to make this like a big deal. But after this last game, that paper is going to be right here, and it's getting signed. You can guarantee that for sure. Unselfish. unselfish. And I know that's kind of what's, you know, been pushed, the narrative that's been pushed, but it's true. It's true. Like, these guys within this locker room are truly unselfish. And so for me, that's perfect. That's right up my alley. I'm about that unselfish ball, you know. I think everyone's been saying everybody eats and all that type of stuff. So, I felt like, you know, coming back into this locker room and having that mentality was only right.
What was your record as a youth soccer coach?
You know, I wasn't the head coach. I would help at practice, which I noticed my son got much better because I was at practice. So I learned that. But I didn't coach on game days. I think they won a couple games, and MJ scored on the very last day. On the very last game, he scored, and so we were extremely excited. That was the best part of the soccer season. Great, way better. You know, last year I was dealing with those stingers and all that type of stuff, but now, you know, I was able to get back out to San Diego and, you know, stretching, working out, you know, mentally, physically getting right. So way better than you know, when it ended last season.
Last year you made the comment that you were big on the late night games. Is it coincident that the last regular season late night game just happened?
Really? So I came at the perfect time. I came at the perfect time. Yeah, the boys clinched. They're going to the playoffs, and here I come. That's insane. No late night games, and here we go. Let's do it. Early games from here on out.